Hello and welcome back to another episode of Mornings with the Montagues. It's been a while, but we're back.
Yes.
Yes. That's how our son speaks.
Yes.
Yes. Amazing. Today's episode is titled A Safe Place to Recover. And before we share this devotional with you today, we just want to say that we have tried to record this episode a couple times. We started recording, we were reading the devotional, we read the verses, and then something happened. And then we did it again another day, tried to do the devotional, and something happened, and we couldn't get it recorded.
Yeah.
So, I think months later, we are recording this episode, and we experienced a couple things along the way. And so this devotional today is specifically talking about loss, which is a heavy subject, about losing a baby, about other types of loss and abandonment that we can experience in our lives, and how God restores, right? And so at the time when we were recording this, we didn't really have a lot of stories to share or a lot of testimonies to give about this topic, right? Now we do, which is a crazy thing. We experienced some things over the last couple months, and now I believe that we have something to share during this testimony. And so I don't understand how this happened. I don't understand why God allowed us to not put this episode out until after the fact. This is who God is, right? But I really hope that this episode today touches somebody and you guys can be impacted, because we have definitely went on a journey with the Lord, and now we feel very comfortable speaking about this today, and we hope that God will use it to reach other people. So with that being said, let's go.
Yeah. Just one quick thing that came through my mind right now. It's not like we didn't have any sad things, like abandonment or other things in our lives. But since we got married, it looks like the Lord has been blessing us so much, and we had just happy years. Yeah, we lost our dog and cow, but you know, all of it is God healing us. But a lot of joy. We had a lot of joy, and this last episode of things happening were a little too sad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So a safe place to recover. And the verses today, Joshua 21 through 3. And the full verses are Joshua 21 through 9. So here's our verses. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "Tell the Israelites to designate the cities of refuge, as I instructed you through Moses, so that anyone who kills a person accidentally and unintentionally may flee there and find protection from the avenger of blood." When a marriage suffers an accidental or unintentional tragedy, especially if one or both partners were responsible, even in a minor way, a husband and wife may have an opportunity to enrich the relationship, not abandon it. But where can they find safety while they pursue healing and restoration? The story of the Israelite city of refuge gives us some principles we can apply when our marriage suffers a deep wound, such as the death of a child or a serious illness or financial ruin. First, we can cling to hope. For example, not many things are more devastating to a marriage than the death of a child. For people who have experienced this tragedy, there are refuges where couples can find comfort in their grief. According to the organization, The Compassionate Friends, Inc., TCF, the most helpful refuges are family and clergy. But their website also provides an entry to the other refuges, like Mothers Against Drunk Drivers, MADD, Sudden Infant Death Alliance, SIDS Alliance, and the Parents of Murdered Children. As the Israelites stated their case before the elders of the city, see Joshua 24, parents also can share their story, their grief, even their tendency to blame the other spouse. And contrary to widely publicized high divorce statistics, only one of four couples who divorced after a tragedy said the death of their child contributed to the divorce. When our 13-year-old daughter was diagnosed with curvature of the spine, my husband initially sought refuge in solitude and denial. But his absence was not helpful to our daughter or our marriage. I sought refuge by seeking the counsel of a pediatric surgeon and figuring out a way of what to do. When Gray saw the S curve on the X-ray, he returned to reality and Suzanne had spinal surgery. When crises came in marriage, we can't avoid them or flee aimlessly from them. As King David and other psalmists proclaimed over 40 times in Psalms, our best, strongest, and most faithful refuge is God. He's the first place we should seek refuge. The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble, Psalms 9:9. Likewise, the widow Ruth was commended to the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to my refuge. Ruth 2:12. Why was an Israelite who had fled to a city of refuge instructed to wait until the death of the high priest before returning to his home? See Joshua 26. Could it have been to allow time to pass and wounds to heal? I think so. Likewise, when a marital tragedy strikes us to our core, perhaps patience and time are the best weapons to apply to the wound. With the passing of time comes a measure of healing. Whether it's death, financial loss, foolishness, indiscretion, or something else, we need time to stem the bleeding and set broken parts before we have the strength to dig deeper into its cause and effect on our marriage. So that is, yeah, very true. We experience so many things in our life, and where do we go for help? Where do we go for comfort? Many people go to drugs or alcohol or to pornography or to gambling or to partying or...
Depression.
Suicidal thoughts, could be food, could be so many things that people turn to instead of God. Where do you run when trouble comes? Where do you run? Where do you face? What do you do? I think this is a good moment to check or reflect us, because back in my life before Christ, I turned to drugs. Anything to share on that? And then we'll tell a little testimony.
Yeah. Before having the Lord Jesus in my life, I would turn to suicidal thoughts. You know, my life was too hard. I didn't want to leave anymore. So there was no reason. And the lies of the enemy comes hard on our minds. And if we give a space, it's really bad. Mm-hmm. It's really bad. But the Lord is with you. Once you have this decision with him, he's going to be there for you. Not that he wasn't there before. Mm-hmm. He was. But sometimes our ears are so deaf for the voice of God. Mm-hmm. And we only hear our thoughts and the enemies, because the enemy is ready to destroy us, and he uses every single opportunity that is tragedy in our lives to throw at our faces and say, see, God doesn't see you, he doesn't love you, he doesn't care about you, or even he doesn't exist, or if he exists, he's not good enough. Mm-hmm. So the enemy lies to us, and God is always there. Nothing that we do, nothing that happens to us, it's unimportant to God. Everything he sees, and he's taking care of us. And there's nothing that is going to happen in our life that we are not going to be able to bear with it. Mm-hmm. And if it's too hard for us, we have to seek for his presence. Mm-hmm. We have to seek for him, and he will help us.
Yeah.
He's not going to let something happen that is cause our death if it's not time. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. To share a little bit of the testimony, how this now applies to us. So a couple months ago, we found out that Marcelli was pregnant. And this was an amazing thing. We were expecting to have another baby. Our son is 1 year and 8 months old next week. So we're just anticipating this next child. We were so excited. We're planning to go to America with a pregnancy, you know, all these things happening.
Baby and everything.
And then Marcelli started feeling some pain and some things. Do you want to just share the story?
Yeah, I felt, and one day I felt this pain that was different than pregnancy pain, which everybody says that every pregnancy is different, but I felt like that pain was a little different. I was a little concerned, and the next day it was blood, and then I thought, well, let's go to the doctor and check. But we never imagined that it would be something. I thought, oh, maybe there's a little bleeding and I have to rest and everything will be okay. But when we got there, we had the most awful news that we would have to have, I would have to have an emergency C-section or an emergency surgery because we were losing our baby. It was in the wrong place in one of our...
It was in one of her tubes, her fallopian tubes.
Yeah, my fallopian tube, and it was not supposed to be growing there. And it was only 3 weeks, and it had already exploded, and there was blood everywhere in my...
She had internal bleeding and...
Yeah, everywhere inside of me. So that's why the pain also kept increasing. Mm-hmm. And with that, we received those news, and all that I can remember is... the Lord speaking to my ear, trust me. Just trust me. Like, he was with me. He was walking with me. He was holding my hand. He was not going to let this go. He was He knows everything. He sees everything. He has this baby in his hands. Mm-hmm. And I prayed for a miracle. We prayed for a miracle. But the miracle didn't happen. But I had that feeling the Lord was saying, trust me, trust me. And I don't know. The Lord just comforted our hearts mm-hmm. in such a way that it's unexplainable. I don't know how to explain. But I trust the Lord that he took care of me and the baby. And we know, I believe that this baby is going to be born in heaven. And one day we're going to see our baby mm-hmm. in heaven. We have an amazing baby here on earth and mm-hmm. an amazing baby in heaven. And that's sad news, but we believe, we trust God that he is taking care of our baby and everything. Mm-hmm. And it was a tragedy, but we trust in God. And he just comforted us so much. Mm-hmm. I don't imagine how this happened, because I never imagined something like this happening to mm-hmm. me, to us. Or even when I look to other women, I feel the pain and I'm sad for them and I pray for them every time I see someone and I know a story of someone yeah. that lost a baby anyway. And I didn't imagine that God would come so strong to calm me down, because mm-hmm. if he wasn't there, if he wasn't going to give me just this extra care right now, I don't know what would have happened. Maybe I would fall into depression or something. Mm-hmm. Things like this happen when we don't understand.
Yeah,
and
yeah, maybe, we'll never understand why it happened. Yeah. Or, you know, it's one of those things that you never expected to happen to you. And it happened for us so mm-hmm. quickly, so fast that we didn't even have time to even understand all the emotions that were happening yeah. from the excitement of being pregnant to the tragedy of what was happening. Yeah. But we trust God, just as Marcella said, just as this devotional says today, God is our refuge. He's our strong tower that we run to. And what did we do when we were waiting in the doctor's office, waiting for them to diagnose what was going to happen next? We were praying for a miracle.
Yeah.
We were asking God, Lord, if this is your will, let the baby be, you know, in the right place and all of those things. And we'll never understand why we didn't receive this miracle, but we trust God. And yeah. we have a peace that passes way too much understanding that I have so much peace right now, even sharing this testimony today, where we could be crying or sad and all those things. And mm-hmm. we trust God. And so that's the overall message, is that we trust God. Mm-hmm. And
life became differently.
Yeah, everything else becomes meaningless.
Yeah.
And I've never experienced that before.
Yeah, it's different. We came back from the hospital and people were saying to us, like, where is your baby? When I was coming out of the maternity mm-hmm. and we had to
the say, people like, in the room with us were like, oh, yeah, like we lost, where's your baby?
Yeah.
That was hard. And that was the most difficult part, I think.
Yeah, but I think a key thing, it was to hear that voice of God saying, trust me. Mm-hmm. And I decided to trust him and not think about anything else. Not think about sad things, not think about why you didn't did this mm-hmm. or why this happened or anything else, like, are the enemy's thoughts, nothing. I just chose to trust God and he comforted mm-hmm. our heart.
And I can say for me, it brought me back, not back like I was gone, but it brought me back to the heart of God. It brought me closer to God through this experience, I can say for myself.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense at all. Yeah. Some people could blame God or whatever, but it brought me closer to God and just humility. Like, Lord, what matters on this earth, right? It's something that we really understood during this time was eternity.
Yeah.
Whether the baby is 3 months old, 3 weeks old, 99 years old when it's born and lives for 99 years, it's just a little piece of time compared to eternity with
yeah.
Christ.
Yeah.
And so we're so grateful that we will spend eternity not only with God but with our baby as well.
Yeah.
And that's eternity.
Hope.
Yeah, it gives us so much hope that this is such a little glimmer of life here, a little slip. I don't even know the words. It's so tiny, this little life that we live that seems so long, but it's so small in the sight of eternity. And so we want
to... no suffering.
No suffering in
heaven. Eternal life with him.
No. And we want to love our son that we have today. That makes it so much easier. I think also that we have a boy that we can hold and kiss and love and
yeah.
and really focus on raising him up in godly things. And so yeah. Yeah, that's our story. That's our testimony. And we didn't have this testimony prior to recording this the other times. And so let's look at our questions.
Not that we didn't have hardships in our life, because once you got really, really, really sick, so I thought you're going to die. And I had to pray. Yeah. And I prayed so much, so much. And also, I felt that anyone wanted to take your life. Mm-hmm.
And you know? Financial ruin during the pandemic. We had to move so houses and stuff. So things happen.
It's scary. But
this just... When you lose a child, it's different.
Yeah, it's right? like another level.
Literally, everything else felt meaningless in the time. So here are our questions. What unhealthy or unhelpful refuges do we retreat to in marital crisis? What are some healthy and or helpful refuges? So unhealthy, we talked about it earlier. Drugs, alcohol, all those other things that the types of perversion that we have in our world that you can entertain, or even something as simple as listening to music that makes you more depressed or more sad or more angry, or watching Netflix instead of reading the Bible and really talking to God. Lord, I'm upset, you know, not facing those things, I think are unhealthy and unhelpful.
Yeah, I think in
avoiding.
Not talking about unhealthy, because we all know about what's unhealthy, but about healthy ways of dealing with all the sadness of tragedies is, yes, searching for the Lord, trusting Him, and also getting around with the people that only matters to you at that time of the tragedy, and the people that are not ready to just say a comment that it's not important for you and it's not good for you. So just people that matters, you know. We kept this. We didn't tell anyone that I was pregnant, for example, for a few weeks. We were going to wait for a few months.
And we didn't tell everyone either. We told just a few people, family, we didn't tell. Friends, a couple people.
And it was good, because there was no people like asking me or saying dumb comments. Like when we went to take the stitches out of my C-section, the nurse said some really awful things. And I was like, I'm glad I didn't tell more people. Because some people, they have no filter. Mm-hmm. And they say stuff that it's not good for us at the moment or never. So unnecessary things. Yeah. I think protect ourselves from this type of people and just be with the Lord and be with the people that you love the most and loves you. They're good for you, right?
Yeah. And you don't have to understand why things happen either. Yeah. Just trusting
and
the
keep
Lord.
Going to church, keep going, keep serving Him, keep worshiping God, keep spending time with Him, because He's the one that gives us strength.
Yeah. Okay. Second question. How can we be patient with each other during a crisis? How can we support each other? That is good. Sometimes that's really hard, to be patient during crisis, because when things are elevated, so is the emotions, so are the perspective of this is such a big problem or whatever you're dealing with, that things are elevated and escalate very quickly in those times.
I think one thing is not telling the other person you're guilty because this is happening. Like in the pandemic, for example, losing the jobs, or it's your fault, or run to like a couple for a divorce because it's my partner's fault that this is happening, you know? So seeking for solutions, you know? You already have the bad thing happening, so seek for solutions.
Yeah. So the last question here, who are some people we can trust for counsel during a family tragedy? In what ways are they safe? In what ways are they not safe? I think you already touched that.
Yeah.
That find people that are praying for you. They care about you. You don't have to share everything with everyone. I know sometimes when things happen, you need compassion or you need empathy. And so you kind of tell a lot of people, but use wisdom, right? Yeah. Just as Marcy said.
That was the best thing.
Use wisdom. We don't have to tell everyone. Not everybody cares about our problems. Not everybody. And even this devotional today, we kind of question, like, should we even record it? Should we just skip this episode today and go to the next
one? Even for believers.
I have a lot of peace with it today.
Like, the people that are in Christ and they have good intentions, sometimes they're not ready to listen, to hear some news like that. Mm-hmm. So just be cautious, I believe.
That's it. Thank you guys so much for joining us. That's all we have for today. I hope that you guys can be blessed by this devotional today. I hope that if you've ever experienced any loss or tragedy in your life, that you can turn to God. And if you haven't yet, when you do experience, turn to God. He is our refuge. He's our strong tower. Go ahead.
We hope it never happens something like this.
We don't wish this on anyone, any type of tragedy, right? We don't wish this for anyone. However, if you do experience difficulties or trials in your life, turn to God. Don't run to the other unhealthy, unhelpful things.
And seek for help.
Yeah, seek for help.
If you're going through something.
Seek for help. So thank you guys so much. I hope you were blessed today. We'll see you on another episode. Yeah. We don't know when. Hopefully soon. Yeah, go ahead. Can you pray for us?
Okay. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for this time in your presence. And thank you for talking to us, Lord, speaking to us and comforting our hearts. And I pray for this comfort that you gave it to us, Lord. I pray for the comfort of all other people too, Lord, that are going through very difficult times, and people that lost their babies, children, mm-hmm. or marriage, or anything that is really bad happened, Lord, and they cannot overcome this without your help, Lord. Please comfort people, Lord. Comfort your people, Lord. They need you. And I pray for a blessing all over the people that are watching us and listening to us, Lord. Bless them with all their needs, with all the things that they are dreaming to have one day, to give them hope, Lord. Hope of eternal life in you, Jesus, because that's what matters the most. Mm-hmm. We are going to take what's to heaven, Lord. Only the souls that we preached for, and it's your work, not even ours, Lord. But use us, use our lives, Lord. Use everyone, Lord, that is watching us, and put in them a hunger for you and a heart for you, Lord. Be with everyone, and I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.